Let's go to the hotline and welcome back my friend, the great Lionel. Lionel, how are you, sir?
I am doing great.
We are less than a day away from, from what?
By the way, I got to tell you, calling into your show, it sounds like a kidnapping hotline.
We treat her like a victim, so she should treat you the same way.
She's trying to like blink over the phone. Send help.
The best is how she picks and chooses times to be quiet. We'll be on the air and you can hear, I'm on counter shelf. It's ridiculous.
Listen, don't change anything.
No.
Whenever some consultant comes in, those losers.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys. Don't change a thing. That's all I got
to
tell you.
Oh, believe me, we've been through. I have to say, over the years, I have had to sit down with various people. I can tell you by the way they look when we walk into a room, whether or not they're.
Yeah.
We used to have a guy who looked like most consultants in radio look like they want to be frontmen in rock bands, and then they will come in there and they will just tell you either the most obvious or the most ridiculous things. And then the idea, this is it. This is my great advice for anybody in radio, is to sit there and go, oh, yeah, okay. And then when you leave, ignore everything you just heard.
I got a better one, too. Just slightly better, a little different. This goes for everything. Anybody in management, never agree, but just say things like, interesting.
Right. You don't commit.
I see.
Uh-huh.
I heard that, or there you go. But that doesn't mean, yes, I'll do it. Just like, okay, pat him on the head. Thank you.
My favorite's when they
where do we start?
My favorite real quick is when they go, maybe you're doing this a little too much. And you go, no, I think this is working out. And then they test it, and it tests through the roof. And they were like, yeah, you should stick with that. Oh, really? 5 minutes ago. I don't know where we start. I do have a question for you. Maybe you can.
Yes,
I have a theory that I would like to run by you. And you can. I would be interested to see what you think.
Indeed.
James Comey gets the first batch of emails. And as we all know from the various memes and videos we've seen online, Hillary Clinton contradicted herself several times. It's been pointed out, and yet at the end of it, they still did not indict her. They did not have any charges against her. And you sit there scratching your head. You go, well, we're watching it. We're watching a side-by-side comparison of her admitting she lied and him saying she lied and then them saying no charges. And you're like, why is this happening?
Right.
So I believe that he was under immense political pressure from above to not do that, and he did not. And then my theory is that in this next batch of emails, although there was probably going to be nothing more there, he said, this is my way to make peace with myself, and I'm going to go ahead and do this the right way. Because I believe, because they say the rumors are that in the building, people won't even say good morning back to him anymore, that he is so disrespected by, there's such a lack of respect now among his people that I believe that he couldn't live with himself anymore.
I think you are absolutely astute per usual.
Thank
you. Let me also suggest the following. When you, have you ever heard a hostage video? There was a guy during the Vietnam War, Jeremiah Denton. This fellow was actually blinking Morse code as he was reading. Okay, that was Comey, who said, we have reviewed, and he's blinking, the files, and he goes through the most incredible description. And this woman absolutely cared not about the slightest indication of adherence to the rules for national security. And then you waited for the, however, however, it did not rise to that level. What? Why are you doing this to us? So anyway, the rumor has it, that those individuals, career prosecutors, and let me tell you something, career prosecutors in the Justice Department, people in the FBI, these are people who historically, this is a federal level, Mike, have never been a part of actual partisan, real nasty politics. Despite what you might think, these are just professionals. And they could not believe it. Let me remind your millions of listeners that Hillary Clinton, not Hillary, no one, up to and including Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, nobody, not Donna Brazil, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, not one ticket, a speeding ticket, a parking ticket, a misdemeanor, a felony, a charge, a letter, nothing, not one single criminal charge. Remember that great line from Patton when he says, "Rommel, you magnificent bastard." That's Hillary.
Yeah.
She's lying. She's looking at you. She's saying, "Kelta, where are you from? Do you understand? I don't follow the rules." But here's what you got to notice. Here's what they're not telling you. Yeah, the servers may not be a big deal. It may not be a big deal regarding the email, but what they're really going after is the Clinton Foundation. That is criminality like you cannot believe.
So if she wins the election tomorrow, how do they still follow through on that? Or I mean, because that's a wormhole that the more they look in, the more they find, and the more it goes to him, to her. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right. Let me remind you of something. Under no circumstances will the ruling class, deep state, shadow government, globalists, financial elites, whatever you want to call the people that run the world, under no circumstances are they going to let Donald Trump anywhere near the White House. Has nothing to do with Hillary's value or her platforms. Can you name one thing she's proposed? Anything? Have you ever heard her say, "Here's what I'm going to do about war, Russia, NATO, women"? Anything?
No.
Nothing. She said absolutely nothing. But there is no way. So Hillary Clinton, she's going to be selected versus elected, because you don't understand. There is war, much, much more, military-industrial complex. You've got carbon taxes, climate change, all this stuff, the UN, gun confiscation, things that just cannot possibly take place under a Trump administration.
Now,
they're going to let this happen.
Let me jump in real quick. I just want to point out, Lionel, for those of you who are listening, that may be going, "This guy's an anti-Hillary guy. He's not voting for either one of them." And Galvin, who has never voted, also has maintained the same thing from the beginning, that this election has already been selected, that Hillary Clinton is already going to win no matter how many votes Donald Trump gets. It has been a done deal. It's been decided.
Well, it's called abstention. I abstain. I'm writing my name in, LOTUS, Lionel of the United States, LOTUS for POTUS. I did it last time.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. You know, if you and I are in a prison and we're voting for our warden, big deal. Remember when you were in junior high or high school and they had, you know, student council elections? What the hell difference did that make? You pick some schmuck who takes over and, "Look, I'm the titular head." Nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a part of this corrupt system, the same system that brought us this nonsense. It's rancid. It's corrupt. It's even worse than Hillary or Obama or Trump. I'm not a part of this. I'm not going to be subject and vote on my own subjugation, my own imprisonment. But let me just explain something, a couple of things. Number one, what people have to understand, the biggest criminal fraud and enterprise, bar none, is the Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Foundation, and this thing CHAI, Clinton Health Assistance International, or Initiative, CHAI.
Right.
In 2000, actually 97, when Bill Clinton started his foundation, it was for one thing and one thing only: to build the Clinton Library. That's it. Now, if Mike Kelta decides to have a 501c3, an actual foundation, and you say, "You are going to have the Mike Kelta Library, or Mike Kelta Swimming Pool, or Mike Kelta, whatever it is," you are stuck with that. It's not like a corporation. It's not like the Articles of Incorporation, where you just say, "It is the goal of our business to do anything that's legal." No. You are stuck with that. It means that you cannot do AIDS fundraising, disaster relief, Nobody knows how much money they've brought in. Now we're finding out that Chelsea's wedding, what, was paid out of Clinton Foundation? This alone, this will get you thrown under the jail, under the prison. We're talking about maybe $100 billion. Who knows how much money? The people who have been just screwed in Haiti, $10 billion, they took in, listen to this, more money than the entire wealth of all of the Haitians, rich, poor. If you totaled it up, the Clinton Foundation brought in more money, and nobody knows where it goes.
Yeah.
And the scam of this, you can't believe. Watered-down AIDS drugs? What? I mean, do you... Okay, so that's number one. Then you have this hypocritical... And let me just say something. Hillary Clinton, it's nothing personal, but she is the most vile and rancid, corrupt politician. She is syphilitic. She's infected with corruption. She's never said the truth in her life. From the moment she stole the dinnerware, white trash, trailer trash, hillbilly Clintons in the White House, from stealing art to the cattle futures problem to Travelgate to the Lincoln bedroom, Whitewater, Vince Foster, go down the list. From the moment she walked in, Hillary Clinton started snatching, started taking, too many people who go to the hotel for the first time, and they take everything, right. The towels, slippers,
pens.
Leave the phone book, leave the even those hangers that don't even work on a regular hanger. They take everything. That's Hillary Clinton. And people have to understand that. So then she turns around and has the unmitigated, mind-boggling, the gigantic balls, elephantine, gargantuan, elephantiasis, huge wheelbarrow balls to chide, to complain that Donald Trump dare fat-shamed Alicia Machado in a tweet, and she has Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, I don't care what the guy writes. I really don't. But did Hillary ever, do you know that I can't, listen to this, because you and I dig Facebook and all that.
Right.
Do you know that I can't list Jay-Z's lyrics on Facebook and not have my account closed?
Yeah.
You know, bitch, bitch, the bitch, and the bitch.
And the N-word. I have to tell you, I'm a fan of Jay-Z's. I can't, but I, and that was coming up over the weekend. Here's a woman who has gone so far to make commercials about how Donald Trump disrespects women. I mean, that's been the number one thing in these last couple of days that you've seen in the commercial. And Jay-Z's lyrics are just, and then now all these videos of Jay-Z hitting women have popped up on the internet over the years. It's quite ironic. Jon Bon Jovi, safe as can be, but Jay-Z, totally different.
Mike, you know, I got to tell you this. You know, I but social media, by the way, this is this at Line of Media. You know that when I'm on with you, it's like I go up like 10 million followers. I don't know what you're doing here. I don't know who your people are. Seriously, I mean, other shows, nothing.
Oh.
I mean, nothing. Nationwide, nothing. You, through the roof. But, you know, here's the thing. If you had a show on behalf of law enforcement and you had a bunch of bands and your band, I don't think you should play I Shot the Sheriff or anything like that. You know what I mean? Law enforcement, don't. Not a good idea.
We don't play Knocking on Heaven's Door when we play a cancer benefit.
Right.
That's one of the things we have decided not to
figure that
do.
Out.
Yeah. The hard way.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Not a good thing for kids' parties.
Yeah.
But the point is, this is how detached Hillary is. Now, so Clinton Foundation, absolutely corrupt, number one. Number two, she's gravely ill. Now, I don't know if anybody gives a rat's ass about that.
She did look a lot healthier. From the last debate on, she managed to hold it together pretty good. We had her dying a couple weeks before, and then the last debate, she didn't cough. She got some Botox. She was looking pretty healthy.
If you think that people are allowed to check out of the hospital because they have moments of lucidity. Well, Mike, you look great. You had a concussion, blood clots, diplopia, double vision. You froze. This is the only country who can see her absolutely seize, have a seizure.
Right.
When balloons are dropped, she's doing the Angelo Bruno, mouth open. Remember the guy from Philly shot in the car? Boom, the mouth hanging open in front of everybody. Deny it. Deny it. She wears Fresnel lenses. Remember those funky black lenses for double vision?
Yep.
Zeiss one blue glasses for epilepsy. Unbelievable. And nobody says a word. Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Now we have Anthony Weiner. Now here's what happens. This is the one that's really interesting. See, Weiner's that weird, people who know this, this is the husband of Huma Abedin.
Now, let me tell you, we've been talking a lot about Weiner in the last couple of days because I watched the documentary.
Yeah, not Anthony Weiner. He's just been talking about Weiner. That's your show.
I watched a documentary. I am oddly attracted to Huma Abedin, but I also find that Anthony Weiner's addiction goes way beyond sex addiction. He is mentally disturbed.
In fact, I even noticed, I was listening, Carmen even said, "Help me, somebody call me." But let me tell you something. Sex addiction, okay, let's take this word addiction out. When you're sitting in a hospital and you are basically going through vomiting, diarrhea, blood pressure drops because of a withdrawal from heroin, that's an addiction. When you're just a skanky, skeevy perv, okay?
Yeah.
A demented child. A child who lives his life basically, you know what he's all about, his gargantuan manhood.
Mm-hmm.
This huge, rhino-like, minchulate sea monster that he wants to show everybody. That's it. But here's the thing, Mike. He doesn't want to show it to women in person. No. He's a child. He's a little frightened child who wants to show them through a picture so he never has to meet them.
Yeah.
You know, even a flasher, the old-time flasher, the guy with the trench coat, the one always depicted in, you know, R.D. Johnson and, you know, Laughing Days.
Right.
Those guys are over, but they at least wanted to be within arm's distance to see the shock on somebody's face, I guess. This guy's beyond that. So anyway, they laughed at him. He hates the Clintons because he never, ever got near them. Read the story about how Hillary said, you know, Huma. By the way, Hillary and Huma met when Huma was 19. Did you ever read that story, Mike? How she just was overwhelmed with Hillary's beauty. Overwhelmed. This young gal's like, okay, well, whatever. So later on, Hillary says, you know, it'd be a good idea. I know something about arranged marriages and being a beard. I know how that is. You need somebody. And hey, you know, this guy Weiner, he's pretty good, you know. He could very well be the mayor of New York. And to his credit, this guy knows a lot about health care in New York. Who knew he was a pervert? I mean, Bill Clinton actually chases women. You know, Bill Clinton right now, who's looking real bad now.
Yeah.
And this guy, I don't know where they say Bill, Mr. Glib, maybe then, but he's got that penthouse of that top floor of the Clinton Library, which is what the Clinton Foundation was about, and also has his gal, the Energizer, in Chappaqua. I mean, everybody knows this. See, that's the best part. It's obvious. So anyway, so she tells Huma, you know, you should get somebody. This guy Weiner's okay. Weiner? Him? Yeah, what the hell, doesn't matter. He's going somewhere, he's going to be the mayor of New York, that'd be good for you. And if you want a kid, you know, it's good to have somebody. Well, that's how it started. You should hear Huma read what she says when she first saw Weiner, when she first had a date with him. She was disgusted by him. Not exactly a love letter.
She still looks disgusted by him, by the way. That story makes the most sense. Because, you know, obviously Hillary having been through the same thing and the benefit to both of them. Here you have Anthony Weiner as a congressman and he's got somebody that's so close to Hillary and it's a perfect relationship for two people who, and that also explains why he was so act proactive on the apps because he wasn't getting any attention from Huma.
But it's not, he doesn't want attention. Don't see.
Oh, I think he wants attention. I think every guy wants a little bit of a nod, even at his giant monster.
Listen, Mike, do you understand how easy it is to meet a woman? I guarantee you, Charles Manson, the Menendez brothers.
Yeah, that's true.
The Night Stalker. These people have proposed. This guy is afraid. He's a coward. He's a little boy. He's scared, or us scared, as they say in Hell's Kitchen. Anyway, so that's that. So anyway, but here's this is a great story. But anyway, all of a sudden, for some particular reason, I don't know how this happens, he basically is looking at now maybe 10 years, who knows, minimum mandatory for sexting with his 15-year-old girl. Okay, fine. Now, the FBI moves right in. Now, the U.S. attorney here is a guy, Preet Bharara. He is the U.S. attorney. He used to be where Rudy Giuliani was. In fact,
right.
He used to be one. They call him the Terminator, okay? They come in. Now, Hillary, don't you love this? They say, now, Hillary, we're going to be looking at your servers. Think of this as a pre-warning kind of sort of. So she acid washes them, bleach bits, sandblasts. Actually takes the servers, smashes them with hammers.
Yeah.
After they give her the heads up, Hillary, we're coming. Wait a minute, Hillary, where are the emails? I don't know. I guess I lost them. Oh, damn. Oh, well. And there's Comey saying, well, it was negligent. Okay, well, they don't do that with Wiener. They come in. FBI jackets up against the wall, perv. Where's your laptop? Give it to me. Now, of course, they had to pick it up with a 10-foot pole, and they immediately. Now, when they look through his laptop, they find a file, Mike, that says life insurance. Life insurance. Mm-hmm. What's this? Could it really be life insurance? Term versus, okay, let's look at it. And inside, 650,000 emails.
That's insurance, all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I guess they could look through these. Now, you're not going to have some old man with a visor, one of those thumb condoms, some of those things where you
stage finger condoms.
No, that's not it. That's a yoga stage two. No. They have different, you know, algorithms they can use and the like. Well, they went through that. But I've got news for you. It verifies the fact of more problems. Huma, maybe he just copied her laptop. Why would he have them? Why would he had to get them from somewhere unless they're sharing who knows what. But when she checked out of the State Department, she signed all of these documents. You don't have any files? No, sign here.
Right.
You don't have any servers? No, sign here. So she's now looking, theoretically, under pain of perjury herself. Now, Wiener, by the way, they haven't charged him with anything. He's away in the sex perv camp. He's horseback, maybe trying to impress the horse with his own tool. I have no idea. Now, either you charge the guy, I don't know anybody, I guarantee you, if you were sexting, or one of your crew was sexting with some 15-year-old, they would be snatched, grabbed, handcuffed, frog-marched out of there.
That's right, Spanish.
Charged, decided, and packed away.
Mm-hmm. Not allowed to go to sex camp.
So you know what's happening? Hillary and these guys are telling him, listen, scare him, but don't make him think he's going away for a long time, because that's when he gets real dangerous. He could bury us. So Wiener's thinking right now, so, you never liked me, did you, Hillary? You never included me in anything, did you? You took my, quote, wife. I was left with a kid. And by the way, all the mothers listening right now should ask yourself, what mother in their right mind would leave their son at home with a known, verified pervert?
And that's the truth, and there was no secret about that. We knew from the first time, and she's got to know more than we know.
And recently, they're showing rehabilitative pictures of her with the son. She's, you know, look, she's like, I've never met the woman. Did you see the Wiener documentary?
I did.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Imagine this. Imagine your wife was in the same position. Just switch it. You versus Wiener, your wife versus Huma. Do you think your wife would be like, Huma looked like she was, you know, late for a bus or something? Oh, well, I'm disgusted. Can I go now, Anthony?
Yeah, that was part of the reason why I think that he is so mental, beyond being a sex addict, is because the one scene where he was watching himself on the news the next morning, watching clips of it, and he had this big smile on his face, and he was so excited to see him, and he just looked terrible, and he said, how do you think I did? And he was all excited, and she's like, terrible, and she just looked so desperate and so sad, and I thought, oh, what a weird life.
But it's one of those things where, I mean, you've got to look. If only you knew at that level, this detached, this world she lives in. Nothing. She follows no rule. She hasn't had a marriage. She doesn't even know what that means.
Yeah.
It's all about this elevation of her. Now, meanwhile, tomorrow, people are doing this. Now, you can talk about Trump. Trump, in many respects, he has been incoherent himself. But I'll tell you something. In terms of actually speaking to the issues that a lot of Americans believe in, whether it was done clearly, eloquently, or not.
You know where he stands. You know where he stands on immigration. You know where he stands on some foreign policy. He definitely had to get... Now, granted, he says a lot of things like Bernie Sanders, where he has these things that he wants to do that he has no plan to get them done. But you're right. He had an opinion on these things.
Precisely. You know, another thing, too, is, you know, all the people who like Bernie Sanders, the young people in particular, and the millennials, by the way, tell your all of your consultants, your radio consultants, about what millennials think after they fell in love with a 74-year-old white guy,
right.
Atheist socialist from Brooklyn. That doesn't fit the mold. But they're not necessarily going to Hillary. And you are going to see fraud, the likes of which you can't comprehend. You're going to hear, mark my words, Wednesday, you're going to see after tomorrow, but you're going to see report of this precinct.
Oh, yeah.
Precinct closed. Electronic. Whenever you remove paper, whenever you remove an analog record, you've just created fraud. When I remove a key from your car, I can now hack into your car.
Right.
Whenever I make your house green or smart, you're an idiot. You have basically turned it over to me.
They've already talked about the Soros-owned machines. They've talked about some of the absentee ballots that aren't making it into the machine. And I know what you're saying. Anything electronic has made it susceptible to hacking everywhere. Yeah, and Trump said it. Trump at least was honest. He said, I'll believe the election if I win. And if I don't, I'm going to assume there's a lot of fraud.
You know, it's funny. When I called up, I was asking Carmen, who kept telling me, send help. I'm chained to a chair. I haven't blinked in weeks. Here's the question everybody should ask. Because of this electoral college system, which makes no sense.
Right.
You know, we had the marathon yesterday here in New York, right?
Yes, yes.
And what do you describe, Mike, the winner? The winner is the person who comes in first, right?
I did not see the winner. I'm going to assume he's from Africa. And
no, but I'm saying, but the winner, whoever comes in first, is the winner. That's the way we do it.
Yes.
We don't weigh them. We don't say, well, you know what? You're from Kenya, but you know you've had a lot more experience. So the guy from Ireland, number 1,050, we're going to wait. So here's the question. What is the minimum number of states that you have to win under our system to be elected the President of the United States to get your 270 electoral votes? The minimum number. That means you win by one vote in these states and not get one vote in the remaining. 11.
You only need 11 states to get 270.
Texas, you know, go to the Texas, California, right. New York, Ohio, Florida, all the biggies, 11. Now, the idea when you hear, well, he's up by 5 in Wyoming, who cares? It doesn't matter. So we're not even talking about, you know, the full thing here. We're talking about, not popular, but we're talking about basically critical votes.
Right.
Now, this system is still in existence. And the idea, this is the funny part, was that initially people said, you know, if you're from Delaware, if you're from Rhode Island, some little tiny state, nobody's going to want to campaign or consider your issues. So let's come up with a different system where we weight basically the various representations, and what do we get? The same goddamn system where we ignore the small states. So this is who we are. This is this fraud. And let me tell you what we're looking at right now. Nobody's talking about NATO. They are scared witless with what's happening right now with Russia. They are on the brink of war. And while everybody makes fun of Putin and claims that somehow Trump's in bed with Putin, and Hillary, the warmonger, who wants nothing, you got to understand something. Mike, if she told her friends, hey, Wall Street, listen, Raytheon, McDonnell Douglas, all you guys, Blackwater, Z, whoever you are, all of the military industrial complex, I'm your gal. Vote for me. I'm in. Hey, Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, I'm it. She went, basically, spoke before the world. Goldman Sachs made more money in one speech. Think about this.
Yeah.
Here's the irony. People will spend $250,000 to hear her speak, but nobody will show up to see her speak for free.
That's absolutely true.
So what you've got is this thing, and it's so obvious. It's a work.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
So two things I want to ask you about before we have the wrap up. One is on Friday's show we had on this kid who claims he's Bill Clinton's son, this Danny Williams.
Danny Williams, yeah.
Why isn't Trump all over that?
You know, I don't know.
He brought out Paula Jones. He brought out all those chicks. Here's a kid.
I don't know.
There seems to be a lot of evidence that at least Clinton was banging his mom. If he's not the father, demand the DNA test. And you know, that's enough. He just seems to be that he does those tactics, and for some reason he didn't touch that.
Well, I don't understand that one. By the way, speaking of other children, have you ever seen the comparison or the suggestions?
Yes.
Of Chelsea Clinton and Webb Hubble.
Yeah, she's looks more like him than this Danny Williams looks like Bill Clinton.
Okay, right. Now, okay, that's fine. Nobody seems to care. How about Podesta, theoretically, over the weekend with some kind of satanic spirit, whatever. I mean, look, there's some things you can't go to. Roger Stone, who is a great guy, a friend of mine, I think Clinton kind of said, you know, I'm not sure if I want to go there. Where's Ivanka, his daughter? Where has she been? I don't understand that. Because she was very, very eloquent and could do a lot for the female vote. I don't know where she is or how she's not playing in this. Understand that Trump has had to be everywhere himself. Hillary's had, because she's ill and exhausted, Jay-Z, Obama, Michelle, Biden, everybody working double time on her behalf because she's scared out of her mind. And Trump's got to do this all by himself.
Yeah, that is odd. All the kids seem to have dropped off.
Something's weird about that. I don't understand this. I don't know if deep down inside. Now, the next thing to note, when Hillary is selected versus elected, do you know, and this is the most important thing, what is Hillary, the Trump media, my God, what he's going to put together, do you know what he's done? In our kind of recent history lifetime, there were two people who really were the greatest politicians ever who used the media tremendously. John Kennedy and Ronald Reagan.
Right.
No doubt about it, they were amazing. And believe it or not, Abraham Lincoln before that, because Abraham Lincoln was the first guy to use photographs, and he really was ahead of his time. Now, Donald Trump created Twitter, can say more with 140 characters, created this election, created this momentum. It was all about what did Trump say today? What was Trump's response today? What do you think about what Trump said? Has Trump gone too far? What is Trump saying? Meanwhile, Hillary, nobody gives a rat's ass what she has to say. Same thing with Bernie. Bernie came along, sucked all of the oxygen out of the room, was the total focal point. Hillary was, nobody cared. She has been an absentee candidate, and the only reason she beat Bernie was that, A, they must have scared him. The same way, I mean, they got to Comey,
right.
Pictures of his kids, or pictures of Vince Foster, I have no idea. Bernie went nowhere. I mean, he just backed off and said, I'm out of here, I'm Elvis, I'll see ya, I'm gone. So he's pushed out, but Trump changed this. So when he comes up with his Trump media network, do you know how many people are going to watch anything on Trump? He is golden. He's not just a candidate. Trump has done more. And I'm not voting for him.
Right.
But that name, forget what he did with the real estate. Forget. You gave a megalomaniac a platform, an apotheosis, an elevation. He's a kingmaker. Think about this. There is not anybody on the planet today, not Mick Jagger, not Lionel Messi, nobody who is as famous today on the planet than Donald Trump. Think about that.
That's true. I mean, and that's true, and that's what I think is going to be his biggest takeaway from this whole thing, and probably what his goal was in the beginning.
Well, but once it happens, you know, once it happens, and if you're a Republican, good luck. If you're Reince Priebus,
yeah,
the chairman, and you're trying to put this group together again, because Donald Trump, when all is said and done, he came along. Let me remind everybody, he never ran for office ever. Anything. Not county commission, not right. City council, not water district board, nothing. And the first race he runs for, he becomes the nominee. Yeah. And he went against 16 of the best they had. And the Bush money and the Bush super PACs destroyed them. Do you know what this man, what he's thinking? He's thinking to himself, I don't care about if I win, if I don't. The worst thing you could ever do is let him win. The right. worst thing, he's stuck in a White House, he's got to play nice. No. He is going to be Hillary Clinton's nightmare.
He will have the Trump News Network. He will be backed by Roger Ailes. He will be questioning everything he does, and then he will be patting himself on the back the entire time, going, "See, I told you, I warned you."
He will form PACs. He will form groups. He will form. You know how we have Judicial Watch and Dinesh D'Souza,
right.
And all these independent people. You're going to see now the Hillary crime cartel family investigations. And let's hear about the Clinton Foundation. And you're going to hear, like a friend of mine, Charles Ortel, who has an incredible website. Before she even puts her hand on the Bible, which is hysterical if you think about it, before she raises her hand, you're going to see from the get-go an administration so tainted, so contaminated, he's just going to keep, because we have learned that we like him. And we're going to say, excuse me, Donald, you're not going, are you? Well, I have to. I lost. No, wait. Let's do a do-over, kind of like these votes. People are actually asking for their votes back.
Right.
Because the media, he made CNN. And what's going to happen also is, I hope, finally, that CNN, do you know what they did with Donna Brazile?
Yes.
Today we find out that, because of WikiLeaks, CNN was asking the DNC if they liked the questions ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what the level of contamination for a news organization? It's not. It's whatever you think of biased. It's beyond that.
Let me ask you, where will you be tomorrow night during the election?
I will be trying to self-sedate without any type of to calm down. I've got more. I've been doing more media. This is amazing. On Serbian, Russian, New Zealand, everybody all over the world, because of YouTube, is now calling me to say, because people that you think don't even know anything about us know this election like you cannot believe.
Sure.
I'm going to be just watching this. This is something, and also going to be hoping that the authorities are summoned and that Carmen finds her way home. Help me. Get me out of here.
I will be on the air tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock along with Drew Garabo and a couple of other guys, and we'll be doing an election special to keep it live on the air here. When I start getting confused, I don't understand things, we may have to call you. And when things...
Guys, let me tell you something. I would rather be with you people, the Mike Calder Show, than the finest people in the world, and I mean that.
So we are not the
finest. You let me know. You let me know. You know how to reach me. This is something, and let me also explain something, why this is important. And I want everybody to understand this, especially all the youngsters and the millennials. Politics is fun. This is serious business. You know, we laugh and all this stuff, but right now, believe it or not, when all the ha-ha-ha by Wiener is done, this world is in a world of shite, okay?
Yeah.
And it is horrid. And you in particular, the younger you are, you've got stuff that's coming that will blow your mind. We haven't even gotten to that. Derivatives bubbles, war, the complete dissolution, immigration. You're going to have swarms of people. Look at Europe. Look what's happening.
Sure.
We're not talking about that.
I love when we end with Lionel. No conversation ever makes me go, man, this is a great country.
Yeah,
it makes me want to go to the highest building and go, let's go, guys. Let's all step off together. It's only going to get worse. I will.
We have a $4 quadrillion derivatives bubble. Nobody knows what a derivative is. There's $4 quadrillion out there in imaginary funding, which is like 10 times the GDP of the world, and when it explodes, we're not talking about a recession. The world economy stops.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
It means get more bullets.
Yeah.
It means get more bullets is what it means. Follow Lionel on Twitter at Lionel Media, and I will talk to you tomorrow during the electile dysfunction special starting at 6 p.m. Great to have you on. Even though I feel terrible about my future and the election tomorrow, it's always good to talk to you.
Mike, it's a pleasure. Call me anytime, my friend.
Set Carmen free. Thank you, Lionel. See you later, buddy. There you go. He's too smart for his own good. He's kind of like when Neo started understanding the Matrix.
Oh, no good.
And he realizes, I get it now.
Bullets, yeah.
But it's almost like that other guy where it's better to eat that steak and know that the steak is not real, but it still tastes delicious.
Yeah.
That's the only way to survive.